You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Todd, in 3 years of broadcasting from this great event, have we ever had a God of Thunder?
We have not. We have not. This is a first, and I'm pretty excited about it.
I have never been more excited.
I have my mace here at my side.
I've never been more excited to have a guest on this show than I am to have Torsten Hegele. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing with Deal Metering. Torsten, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
No, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into it, give us the 10,000-foot view of Deal Metering. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Well, Deal Metering has been standing for Advanced Measurement Technology since 1862. We have a very, very broad knowledge and know-how in metering solutions, both mechanical and non-moving part meters, as well as solutions for AMR and AMI that is sold around the world right now.
Hey, give us a 10,000-foot view of the state of water metering. Where are we right now?
Well, I believe we see currently a certain change from mechanical metering solutions to non-moving part metering solutions that has begun about 10 to 15 years ago in a lot of other areas, neighboring areas to the water metering business. And we see also the trend really from Europe towards the U.S. And the show is really also contributing to that change in the technologies.
I want to be sure the audience fully understands and appreciates the value of no moving parts. Can you walk us through why that matters? What's the value to the end user on that?
Sure. Non-moving part meters really have their benefits in the low flow accuracy. They are very, very robust and insensitive to solids, to suspended particles in the pipelines, and really have the advantage that they stay stable for the accuracy over the life of the meter.
Now, we've heard this low flow accuracy popping up a lot more often here at ACE 14 than we did at ACE 13
That's
or 12.
For sure.
Why is that important? What kind of applications are driving that requirement?
Well, I believe it has a lot to do with water conservation programs and solutions towards conserving, getting more awareness for the customers and to get them also getting the advantage towards the low flow accuracy. That means if you have any leakages in the households, flushing toilets and so on, you will have then an automatic information system running around provided from the meter that there is a potential leak in your household, which could consequently rise up to a large amount, which you can avoid by utilizing those technologies.
Well, there's a lot of conversation. We've had a lot of dialogue on the show about conservation and how important that is. To me, it seems to be an almost bigger, more important factor is preservation of water. I mean, lost water is a huge issue. So talk about how you help solve that problem.
Well, that all really starts with the smart, intelligent solutions that provide an interaction with the customers, starting really with an automatic meter reading system, but also automated meter reading analytics that provides customers in comparison to others, how their consumption patterns, how their consumption profiles are, what can they do better in order to conserve, but also really to make the right measures to avoid the loss of water and also conservation of water for the customers.
How big an impact do you think, for real? I mean, in theory, if a household, typical household, has a better idea of how much water they're using at different times of day, week, month, year, in theory, that sounds like, yeah, okay, folks are going to conserve water. How big an impact do you think it's really going to have?
Well, there are certain independent studies around the globe, and we're talking about everything in between 10 to 20% of water savings that people can do by really getting into interaction with the people, and the utility interacts then with the end consumer and provides proper measures how to reduce it. And as I said, everything between 10 to 20%.
And how about that? I mean, that's households now. That was the question I asked. What about industrial applications?
Well, for the industrial applications, we would see that there is a certain difference, of course, but also in industrial applications, if the consumers or the industrious end users will know when what is flowing, and not only to get an indication about that, but really accurate meter readings, online responsive data. They will certainly also have the same measures, but on much global scale, much, much larger scale, of course. And we're talking here about hundreds of thousands of dollars they're saving.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Torsten Hegele of Deal Metering. Now, Torsten, if you walk around ACE 14, a lot of metering companies and a lot of good metering companies.
Sure,
Walk me through why Deal has decided to enter the U.S. market.
Well, Deal has entered the U.S. market because we believe that we can contribute a lot with our very, very known and solid products that we have been using for the last 150 years with constant innovation processes, very close cooperation with the customers to understand what they're really looking for, what are the benefits for it, and to contribute to water conservation as a very, very important task. And we also believe that the current trend for non-moving part meters is setting us in one of the leading positions into the market. And I believe that this is one of the major elements.
What lessons to be learned are there for the North American market, particularly the U.S.? I mean, I know there's lots of things being done in Europe and other parts of the world that are ahead of what we're doing here in the U.S. What kind of things are they, and how do you see them catching on?
Well, right now we're looking into the U.S. market since quite some time, and we have excellent partners we are working with for a long time already. But I believe there are similarities to the European market, but I believe the U.S. market by itself is different and has to be evaluated different. And we are looking into our studies and our researches right now to really come up with the best practice solution. And of course, looking around, as you said already, to other very, very good and solid meter manufacturers that have been proven to be a reliable partner. But the market of the U.S. is certainly a totally different one and can't be compared one-to-one
sure.
to the European market.
Talk about the innovation. I mean, it's amazing to see what meters can do now, and hearing about what you're doing in the no part meter. I mean, it's fascinating. Where can you go from here? What should we be looking for? What advances? What innovations should we be celebrating in the next couple of years?
I believe the next couple of years will be dominated a lot by service solutions, giving a lot more interactions with the utilities and the utilities with their end customers to understand the consumption patterns better, to really be a much more service-oriented area that we are looking into. And I believe that this will be the biggest change, services areas, getting people in the boat and try to conserve water and resources as much as we can.
Torsten, talk a bit about the analytical side of metering. I'm metering everything for a reason,
sure.
so I can collect the data and then do something
right.
do something useful with it. Where are we there? What's the state of the art in that arena?
I believe the water analytics, there is a lot of interpretation right now. What is all and what has all to do with water analytics right now? I believe one of the very first steps will be to understand where there are potential leaks to avoid these kind of things, where also services in terms of in case you are not anymore there in your house, you are in vacation and there is a certain pipe burst, to really have the utilities much more interacted and take their own responsibility towards a proper infrastructure. And whenever there is a potential leak, pipe burst, also to shut down that pipe to avoid heavy damage to the customers.
Deal is exhibiting here at ACE 14, and we're deep into day three now. Observations, what have you learned? What insights have you picked up that you'll integrate into what Deal's doing to better serve your end user and customer? And what are you really? What's the principal showcase that can be seen at Deal's booth?
Well, we at Deal Metering, as I said earlier, are very much innovation-driven, a non-moving part, and AMI-driven. You will see at our booth the latest innovations in non-moving part meters, as well as an entire solution concept and service concept for the end users. And I believe it's very important for us also to gain more experience on the North American market, because, as I said earlier, it's a different market, and we would like to be part of that market. However, the interaction with the customer is very important to see and to learn what are their concerns, what are their outlooks to the future. And so far, we are very happy about the response, and we're looking forward to, the remaining hours and remaining day.
Outstanding. Well, Torsten, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Deal Metering?
Oh, well, we are very well established in the World Wide Web. You can go there or you just visit us at our booth, 2737.
Torsten Hegele, the Director of Sales and Marketing with Deal Metering. Torsten, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Torsten. Our pleasure. Thank you. All right, well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.